This is Daylight Magazine coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
I'm growing up in the Lord. Oh, I'm getting stronger, turning back no longer. I'm growing up in the Lord. I'm growing up in the Lord.
I make mistakes, but that's part of growing up. Part of growing up in the Lord. His understanding is what I need the most. I'm staying close to His word. Sheltered from harm when I am safe in His arms, and I am learning to do His will. Hearing His call, though I stumble and fall, I can get up and keep growing still.
I'm growing up in the Lord. Oh, I'm getting stronger, turning back no longer. I'm growing up in the Lord. I'm growing up in the Lord.
Now as I'm growing, I'm learning what you say, learning how to walk in the light. I'm made aware of the devil every day, learning how to handle the fight. Tempted by wrong, he keeps me ready and strong, so I can handle the tempter's snare. Jesus is mine, and since He's there all the time, I am protected within His care.
I'm growing up in the Lord. Oh, I'm getting stronger, turning back no longer. I'm growing up in the Lord. I'm growing up in the Lord. I'm growing up in the Lord. Oh, I'm getting stronger, turning back no longer. I'm growing up in the Lord.
The waters may be very deep, but you, it will never swallow. The fires may be red hot 7 times, but your life, it will hallow. There are seasons when all things show you are only lying fellow. All these shall deepen your faith in life matters, not to be shallow. For He will be leading, mending the straight path that's so narrow. But you shall activate the word that cuts through bone and marrow. Great shall be your tremendous blessings and elevation for tomorrow. Yours will be the abundant gains in all things to lead, never to borrow. Your testimony shall cause many to know and Christ to follow. He will definitely fill your heart that was once wanting and hollow. God can give Him your all. Written by Ebenezer Coy.
Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Note down this quotation and read afterwards. That is Psalm 139. Read from chapter 1 to the last verse. The verse 1 to 24. Examine yourself. Sometimes our sins can block answers to prayer. Let the prayer of the psalmist be one of yours. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Remember, God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us, God is with us, and His greatest gift is to allow us to know Him. He is ready to search you. Examine yourself. And if you cannot find anything, ask God to search yourself. And then ask Him for forgiveness so that your prayers will be answered. God bless you. I am Belle Dollabille.
Friends of the Living God, it is another edition of the Daily Devotional Series. I am Sandra Ahia, and with me here is our own Pastor William Opondankwa, leading us through the third lesson, which is captioned, Global Rebellion and the Patriots. And for our main text, it is from Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. Dear friend, the stories that follow the fall take the themes of deception and broken relationships, first seen in Eden, to a deeper level. During this time, the conflict spreads and diversifies over the globe. In the story of Cain and Abel, worship becomes the catalyst for discord and death, a recurring theme throughout history. The story of the flood reveals how rebellion and sin caused the unraveling of everything that God created. Sin not only distorts creation, it destroys it. Abraham's experience is a major encouragement in the conflict, with God demonstrating his willingness to take the consequences of rebellion upon himself. He would become our substitute. Then, in the stories of Jacob and Esau, and Joseph and his brothers, we see the continuing interplay of fractured relationships being the means that Satan uses to destroy families and people groups. Yet, through it all, the faithfulness of God as He sustains and nurtures His harassed children continues. This is such a wonderful God that we have.
We thank God we are still with our major theme. We are studying the whole quarter, rebellion and redemption. That's what we are still on, global rebellion and the patriarchs. So we want to know what happened after the fall. What happened to the history of mankind after the fall? We now know man, from what we've been studying, man ate of the forbidden tree, there was this fall. So what followed? And you know, Satan, they did not just give up. He knew now he has gotten man. So there was still this conflict because God was not ready to let go of mankind. He was thinking about saving us. That's the God we are worshiping. So then this conflict continued. The conflict, that's the conflict between good and evil, continued. It continued over the globe because it became a major issue. And if you look at the story of Cain and Abel, as we'll be looking at in the course of the week, Cain and Abel, we saw that worship became the major theme. When God called Cain and Abel to worship, we saw the two kinds of worship. And this brought about death so early. It became, in a way, a catalyst, which brought about death because Abel saw that his worship was not accepted because his worship was self-made. It was based on him. He did not center his worship on the Maker. God gave him the right procedure. He knew, but he followed what he wanted. And we saw what happened with the aspect of Cain killing his brother. So we saw that with worship, and he's saying God did not accept his worship, and God accepting the worship was of his brother. He went in to kill his brother. We saw the first death. We saw how sin continued with our history. And sin continued that it got to a time God said he even repented of even creating mankind. So sin continued with God using Noah in warning his children, turn from your sin. Sin continued till God destroyed the world with flood. He destroyed the then world with flood. This is what sin can do. That's the effect of sin. And also with that of Abraham, after God destroying the world with flood and saving that Abraham and his Noah and his family, man also spread again. God called Abraham. And we saw how he asked Abraham to kill a son on the Mount of Moriah, offering him as a burnt offering. This was to be show us what God would do for mankind. That's the substitute. God taking sin upon himself. His only son, God called him, go and kill your son. It was to show what God would do. And it tells us the love of God. God never gives up. He still loves us. He still wants us. So there is this battle. God still wants us. And he wants us back unto himself. So we are still looking at how the story continued and coming in with Jacob, Esau, and Joseph. Looking at how Satan managed to get into the family, bring about division in the family as a means of destruction. That is how Satan is. So we get to know how he worked throughout these ages. So this is what we'll be looking at after the fall. What happened? How sin continued, and our God still trying to win us back unto himself. The struggle that went on. This is what we are looking at. This global rebellion with man worldwide rebellion against God. And this God faithful patriarchs, how they also lived amidst these difficulties. That's what we are looking at.
We thank God for indeed taking us through the lesson. But then it is very strange and wonderful that despite all these problems that we are facing, Jesus Christ is always around to save us. Looking at what happened in the Garden of Eden, and then continuing with Cain and Abel, we could see that there are no differences in it. It is the same rebellion that we are seeing. And I believe our pastor will help us on how to handle or soften our hearts to endure certain things.
So as we've been looking at what we'll be learning this whole week, we saw that we've looked at even man continuing in sin and God still trying to get in, trying to save us. That's the attitude of God. Man continued. We continued to rebel globally against our Maker. Still, God's love and care was there for us. In our dealing with our families and people, we should become allow God to lead us, because at times people will go against us. We will feel like getting back at these people. But we should look at how God dealt with man and with this great rebellion which continued. And we should soften our hearts, allow God to lead us in our dealing with our relatives.
Indeed, may God soften our hearts. Sometimes, even if it is softened, we have this hardened heart to the extent that nothing says or nothing tells us to stop. But with God on our side, all things are possible. As the story still goes, global rebellion and the patriarchs, God has been so good to us. Because looking at what is happening from Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, Abraham, Jacob and Esau, Joseph and his brothers, we could see that all these things are happening in our world. But God, with his faithfulness, he always sustains us. May the good Lord have mercy upon us, and may he continue to bless us even now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
I believe our pastor has something to tell us.
So this whole week we'll be learning a lot. We will get to know the faithfulness of our God. He never leaves us. Even amidst this great rebellion, what Satan caused man to do, God was still faithful. He still sought to save mankind. That's the God we are worshiping. Hold on to him. Get back to him. And this God will save you. Will bless you.
May the good Lord continue to bless us.
Blessed Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Hear, oh, hear.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233-244-673528 or +233-244-235017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of Hope.
We read and heard a story from the blessed old book, how the walls of Jericho the people marched around, and when the trumpet sounded, how the mighty walls shook. Walls around the city came a-tumbling down. The Lord delivered Daniel from the hungry lion's den.
He rolled
the waters back before old Moses and his men.
He
led the people out of Egypt's bondage, and it's in the Lord.
He calmed the ocean and the mighty winds that blew.
He saved
the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace too.
He
rose up from the grave just like the prophet said he'd do. Never will forsake us, matter not what may come. Safely he will lead his faithful children on home. The Lord's a brother, Jonah, go to Nineveh land. But he disobeyed the Lord by hiding away. Then Jonah got converted to obey the command. From the well the Lord delivered him on that day. The Lord delivered Daniel from the hungry lion's den.
He
rolled the waters back before old Moses and his men.
He
led the people out of Egypt's bondage, and it's in the Lord.
He calmed the ocean and the mighty winds that blew.
He
saved the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace too.
He
rose up from the grave just like the prophet said he'd do. Never will forsake us, matter not what may come. Safely he will lead his faithful children on home. The Lord has raised the dead and caused the blinded to see. Cleansed the leper spots and turned the water to wine. The Lord's the same today and now forever will be. There's no other power like the Savior divine. The Lord delivered Daniel from the hungry lion's den.
He
rolled the waters back before old Moses and his men.
He
led the people out of Egypt's bondage, and it's in the Lord.
He calmed the ocean and the mighty winds that blew.
He
saved the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace too.
He
rose up from the grave just like the prophet said he'd do. Never will forsake us, matter not when they come. Safely he will lead his faithful children on home.
Calling for you and for me.
Calling for you and
see on the portals he's waiting and watching. Watching for you.
Hello, listener, and welcome to the Moments of Truth with me, Joshua Agbado. I want to share with you a simple subject, while we wait, while we wait. Let's pray. Dear Lord, creator and preserver of souls, we are before you this day, that even as we listen to your word, bless us and keep your words in our hearts. And at the end, we believe that we will be blessings. May your name be praised, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, I want us to consider the simple subject, while we wait. While we wait. Let's read from Titus chapter 2, verse 13. While we look forward with hope to that wonderful day, when the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ will be revealed. Hallelujah. That is how the New Living Translation renders it. While we wait, you may begin to wonder, why this subject, while we wait? As Christians, we have hope. We have a future to look up to. And we have a Savior to wait for. Hallelujah. Now, according to Wikipedia, it defines a waiting period as the period of time between when an action is requested or mandated and when it occurs. In Islam, a waiting period is the period a woman must observe after the death of her spouse or after a divorce, during which she may not marry another man, and that is called the Iddah or Iddat. In education, we see that a period of time between when an examination is written and when the results come to determine promotion or enhance further education is the period we term the waiting period. Now, I just want to ask you a question. What happens during the waiting period? What happens during the waiting period? As Christians, we have a Savior to wait upon. We have a great day that the Lord will come and take us home, because the troubles of this world are weighing us down. And we look forward to that day that our Lord Jesus Christ will come and end all these troubles. And I believe strongly that that day will be a glorious day and a happy moment for you and me. Let's open our Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. Now, we just want to consider, as we wait for Jesus Christ, what happens during the waiting period. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. New International Version renders it this way. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. Hallelujah. We see all this as a sign of the waiting period. Timothy gives us an idea as to how the waiting period will be. He tells us that during the waiting period, people will come with so many deceitful ideas. People will be disobedient to parents. People will be slanderous. People will be without self-control. People will be people who do not fear to commit sin in public. Adultery, fornication, blasphemy, and all sorts of evil deeds will happen during the waiting period. But God calls us out of this sinful deeds, that we should stand out, we should stand apart from the waiting period. And in the waiting period, there are so many temptations. Friends will lure you, friends will coerce you to sin, friends will tempt you and pull you into wrong. But Timothy warns us that in this waiting period, so many things will come up, but God expects us to be people who have hope, people who have a Savior to wait upon, people who have a great day when their Savior will take them into His heavenly kingdom. Hallelujah. Now, we know what happens during the waiting period. And so the question is, what must we do during the waiting period? What must we do during the waiting period? The Bible tells us that we should set ourselves apart. We should refrain from all of these evil deeds, and we should keep on track with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Friends and peers will lure us into immoral activities, into drug dealing, and all sorts of problems that will eventually end up in hell. But God says that we must stand apart. We must stand for the truth. We must be people who have hope, people who have a Savior to wait for. Just as we see, the waiting period is a period of great tribulation. The waiting period is a period of great trial. Just as we see in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Bible says that the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. As some understand slowness, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. So Jesus waits upon you and I to repent of our sins. And the Bible says that Jesus knows that when he comes, he may find some people in their sins. And so he waits on us to repent so that he can take us home. My prayer for you is that we can live according to the precepts of God. And even as we wait for his soon coming, we will live our lives according to what the Bible directs us. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord strengthen you and keep you in faith and keep you in hope, even as we await our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on his second coming. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and strong, for we are afraid in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233 244 673528 or +233 244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.